Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. On the fifth day of the summit today, the leaders' declaration will be adopted, affirming collective commitments and outlining a shared roadmap for global AI governance and collaboration. High-level GPAI council meetings will take place. Member countries will review progress, aligned with priorities to strengthen multilateral cooperation on responsible and inclusive AI. Prime Minister Narendra Modi formally inaugurated the summit yesterday and welcomed the world leaders. The summit is witnessing participation from over 500 AI leaders, with more than 100 founders and chief executive officers, 150 academicians and researchers, and nearly 400 chief technical officers joining the event. Following the overwhelming response from exhibitors, innovators and visitors, the India AI Impact Expo will remain open till tomorrow, 8 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the roundtable discussion with business leaders at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the CEO roundtable brought together various stakeholders from the world of AI, technology and innovation. The discussions were insightful and forward-looking, focused on scaling AI responsibly, strengthening global collaboration and unlocking opportunities for growth. Mr. Modi said that it was heartening to see a shared commitment to harnessing AI for human progress and sustainable development. The Election Commission has directed chief electoral officers of 22 states and union territories to complete preparatory work related to the upcoming Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rolls. The Election Commission has asked the CEOs of these states and UTs to complete the initial work, saying that the SIR is expected to begin from April this year. These states are Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Chandigarh, Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Jharkhand, Karnataka, Ladakh, Maharashtra, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Delhi, Odisha, Punjab, Sikkim, Tripura, Telangana and Uttarakhand. The commission said that currently SIR is underway in 12 states and union territories. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the Vibrant Villages Programme 2 in Cachar district of Assam today. The programme focuses on improving border villages and creating sustainable livelihood opportunities, fostering secure border communities in alignment with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. The scheme is worth more than 6,800 crore rupees for financial year up to 2028-29. The program is to be implemented across 15 states and 2 union territories across the country through saturation-based and convergence-driven approach. By strengthening these villages, the program also enables residents to act as the eyes and ears of the nation, thereby contributing significantly to border security, prevention of cross-border crimes, and strengthening of internal security. The Union Home Minister will also visit the BSF's Nathunpur border outpost along the India-Bangladesh border. Mr. Shah will personally review the security arrangements and the progress of border fencing to curb illegal immigration and trans-border crimes. Mr. Shah will also address a BJP rally launching the party's election campaign in the Barak Valley. The inaugural Board of Peace meeting was concluded in Washington, D.C. last night. Addressing the meeting, U.S. President Donald Trump announced commitments of more than $7 billion U.S. dollars towards the Gaza relief package from members of the Board of Peace. Mr. Trump signed the unanimously passed resolution establishing the principles of financial integrity and transparency that will guide the Board of Peace. Mr. Trump further said that since the hard-won ceasefire of last October, the United States and its partners have facilitated the delivery of vast amounts of humanitarian aid to Gaza. In domestic cricket, Karnataka have entered the final of Ranji Trophy after 11 years. In the second semi-final, match between Karnataka and Uttarakhand was drawn on the fifth and final day at the Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow yesterday. However, the massive first innings lead was enough for Karnataka to enter the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.